Why was my ringtone so shrill? And so loud? And who the fuck was calling me anyway? Oh, what time was it? This better be important, I muttered and reached across. What was his name? Whoever he was, the guy who was sound asleep between me and the hotel room's nightstand. I felt around in the pile of phones until I'd found mine, then lay back on the pillows and squinted at the too bright screen. Elias. I'd have rolled my eyes had my head not been throbbing so badly. Elias was the man I always wanted to hear from and the man I never wanted to hear from. I especially didn't want to hear from him when I was still in bed with a man. I glanced to my other side. With two men, whose names I couldn't remember. But if Elias was calling at headache 30 in the morning, I accepted the call, closed my eyes and put the phone to my ear as I rubbed my forehead with the heel of my other hand. Yeah, where are you? His voice was sharp, which my head did not like. Are you ready to go? Ready to go? What was he? My eyes flew open. Oh, fuck. Elias sighed heavily on the other end. Oh, you forgot, didn't you? There really wasn't any point in denying it, not to him. I did, yes. Another sigh. All disappointment and aggravation. Oh, fine. Do you want me to tell them you're bailing? No, I'm not bailing. I racked my aching brain for some damage control. Listen, I'm not at home, but where I am, it's on the way. If I text you the address, can you pick me up here? And yet another sigh. This one full of annoyance. Text it to me. Then he ended the call. I swore. Elias was probably either at his house or he'd gone to my place to see if I was there. Our houses were only two doors down from each other anyway. From Sewickley Heights to here in downtown, Pittsburgh wouldn't take him long, half an hour at most, especially with the way he drove. So I needed to get my ass downstairs to meet him. I glanced at the men lying on either side of me. They were both sound asleep. Not surprising, after last night. They did make it a little difficult to get out of bed, though. Moving as carefully as I could, I climbed over the one to my left. He mumbled something, then burrowed deeper into the pillow again and stilled. After I'd texted Elias with the hotel's address, I separated my clothes from the other guys and slipped into the bathroom for a quick shower. I'd taken one before we'd all gone to sleep last night, but the heat would help my pounding head and wake me up a little. Hopefully, if nothing else, it would add some color to my face and make me look more alive than I felt. The coffee shop downstairs would provide enough caffeine to keep me upright. Upright enough to get in the car with Elias and to go to Isaac's apartment to help him move in with Julian. My heart sank into my queasy stomach. Oh God, today was going to suck. Why had I agreed to do this? Because Julian was one of my best friends, and there was nothing I wouldn't do for him. Absolutely nothing, including help his new boyfriend move in with him. I let my head fall forward so the shower could beat on the back of my neck. I was happy for Isaac and Julian, I really was. Isaac was exactly the kind of man Julian deserved. He worshipped the ice Julian skated on, and he was so, so good to him. He'd helped him out of the darkness. I'd wondered if Julian would ever escape. And Julian was, for the first time in all the years I'd known him, happy. Truly, blissfully happy, healing from his ex's abuse. Getting help from a professional who understood his wounds. No one who'd known Julian before could deny that Isaac was the best thing that ever happened to him. And I would never in a million years want anything to come between them. I was thrilled to see him as happy and loved as he deserved to be all along. But I would be lying if I said it didn't hurt. I was a hopeless idiot. I'd stupidly held out hope for so long that one day Julian would look at me the way he looked at Isaac. He never did, though, and now he never would. At this point, I doubted anyone would. I'd met precisely two men in my life who I loved that fiercely, and neither of them were interested in me that way. Now, one of them, the only one of the two I'd ever had a shot with, since he was actually interested in men, had someone else.